objective, the present study aimed to examine the effectiveness of schema therapy, training on self-awareness and acceptance in girls diagnosed with gamophobia. Methods and materials. This study employed a quasi-experimental design with pretest, posttest, and a 60-day follow-up, including an experimental group and a control group. The statistical population consisted of girls with gamophobia in the city of Isfahan, who referred to the Isfahan Welfare Organization between January and May 2025. From this population, 30 participants were voluntarily selected through a public call based on the inclusion criteria, and were then assigned in a purposive random manner to the experimental and control groups, 15 participants in each group. The research instruments, administered to both groups at pretest, posttest, and 60 days after the completion of the intervention, included the standard self-awareness questionnaire, Nystrom and Davis, 2002, and the standard self-acceptance questionnaire, Chamberlain and Hager, 2001. Schema therapy training was conducted in 8 90-minute sessions, while the control group remained on a waiting list during this period. The collected data were analyzed at two levels: descriptive statistics, mean and standard deviation, and inferential statistics, repeated measures analysis of variance, using SPSS software version 24. Findings: the results of the statistical analyses indicated that schema therapy training was effective in improving self-awareness and acceptance in girls with gamophobia, p0.01. Conclusion. Based on the analysis of the findings of the present study, schema therapy training can contribute to the improvement of psychological constructs, particularly self-awareness and acceptance, among girls with gamophobia.